Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whatever it takes. Oh yeah, you know I can make it through. If I hold up, if I do, I know I can make it through. Yes, we are back. It is the Grassy Dudes at long last. 2023, it is here. It is me, your True Hill Phenom, SP3, back in the saddle once again with the Spinner Mason to my Jimmy Brooks, the one, the only, Steven Jensen. How are you doing, good sir? The Grassy Dudes is back.
Yes, it's good to be back. Good to see you, SP3. I got to run here in just a second. Someone's knocking at my door, but it's good to see you, brother, and it's good to see the other people in the chat today. It's good to be talking about Degrassi, and we're going to be doing an updated rankings list today. Kind of a recalibration of our list from December of 2021. I guess it was wow. Right at the end. I think it was exactly at the end of 2021 when we did the last one. we'll talk a little bit about the OG characters. And then we're going to deep dive a bit more on the newer characters from the later seasons, because I didn't have much knowledge of those characters past like a certain season. I'd kind of dropped off. Now I've watched all those multiple times, and I have some real opinions on those newer characters. We're also going to do a ranking of, was it New Class or Next Class on Netflix?
Yeah, it's Next Class,
I believe. Next Class. I get screwed up because, like, Saved by the Bell was Next Class also, yeah. I'm pretty sure. So
no, it was New Class. Was
oh, that's right. That's now I'm getting class. Now I'm yeah. getting the two screwed up. Okay. but we'll do a full review of Next Class sometime, probably next month. I'm gonna watch that whole series before the next time we do this review. SP3, if you want to tell the people a little bit about last year's show, and also I'm going to I'll put last year's rankings up here if you want to talk about that a little bit, and I'll be back in literally like 2 minutes.
Indeed, we've had a lot of discussions about, you know, rankings and who is the GOAT characters. So you know, go back in the archives for Degrassi Dudes here on Fightful Overbooked, where we've done our tier rankings. So you know, this is the original character tier ranking that we did, where we kind of broke down the legendary characters from the beginning of Next Generation all the way through to season 14. This was very fresh in my mind at that time, because I had just done during the pandemic, had done a rewatch of, you know, the early seasons from like season 1 through season 7, which I think I came in around Degrassi, I think around between like season 3 and season 4. And then, you know, I watched season 5, season 6, season 7, and then I kind of dropped off of Degrassi around season 8. So it wasn't until the pandemic, you know, you're at home, you're looking for stuff to watch, you're looking for old memories, and I rewatched Degrassi, the early seasons that I had already watched, and then started watching, you know, seasons 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, because they were all on available for me on YouTube at that time, back in the, you know, during the pandemic. This is pre them signing with the deal with HBO Max for the now scrapped reboot that was supposed to occur this year, which is not going to happen now. That's the big news from the last time we did a Degrassi Dudes episode. But this was the tier ranking of the characters that we did. I believe if you go back into the archives, it was either this one or the couples ranking that we had Alex, Queen of the Ring, with us on the show. She was one of our guests for one of our tier rankings, either the characters or the couples. But this is the tier ranking that we put up. You have the greatest characters, kind of the goats of Degrassi. You had Manny, you had JT. I was a big fan of Ali Bandari. Jensen wasn't too familiar with like the newer characters, so like the Ali Bandari being up in the greatest characters, Claire being up in the greatest characters, that was all thanks to me, because I was like, they really built these later seasons around that Claire and Allie was like the next generation of Emma and Manny, the two female best friends that the show was kind of really centered on. You also had Paige up there, Sean. I don't know who's between Allie and Emma. I can't really see that well. Then you had kind of the great characters, which is, you know, Craig. You had up there, I believe, we had Holly J, which I would put her higher now after rewatching it again. I would put Holly J a little bit higher. You had Maya, you had Zig. Those are kind of mine ones, one of the later seasons that I was really into. Ellie was up there, Liberty. Then you had kind of We Like You, But You Know, those type of characters where they were interesting, but yet they had something to them which held them back in a way. So you had people like Darcy in this one. You had Mia. I probably would rank Mia lower now. You had Lola from Next Class. You had Mo in that one as well. Then you had ones that kind of just never, now looking at our original ranking, I'm gonna have to rework some of these titles, because we should have a ranking for like the characters that they could have done more with, deserve better characters. So I might make that one of our rankings on our new one here, because
Matt and Lame, you could probably make like consolidate that into one, and we can turn
make that the deserved better, because there is a bunch of characters that deserve better. So we'll scrap Matt, we'll put just good / problematic. That's just good or problematic.
Come on, Kai, come on, troll.
We gotta put that up there. But thank you all for joining us in the live chat. I see a couple of the familiar faces, like Eddie's in the chat with us saying good morning. Kai, who's always, yes, you know, shouting us out in the live chat for FMC with me and Jeremy. He's here with us. Avery saying, I'm glad I can watch again. Damn. Avery saying, I also need to restart. Power Driver Finisher said, I don't even watch Degrassi, but I like listening to y'all talk about it. There you go. That's what it's all about. I've gotten that a lot of times as well, for Jetson, sure, that people that don't watch Degrassi, and either us talking about it made them actually watch it, or us talking about it is the kind of their whole exposure to Degrassi.
Dude, like 14-year-old me, it would be so proud of himself knowing that 34-year-old me, 20 years later, is influencing a new generation of people to watch Degrassi, The Next Generation.
18-year-old me, who was scared to let any of my friends know that I was watching Degrassi.
Same. I told you, dude, when I went to college, because I got into the show when I was in high school, and then when I went to college, it was like, it was the season, I want to say it was probably because I was right around, I was probably like, I was class 2006, so it's easy to kind of line it up. So,
So that's around like season four, the end of four into five.
Well, it was like when a lot of my characters were going to college themselves. It was like when I was going to college, you know what I mean?
I believe like season five, season six is when like Paige and Craig and that class, Marco, Ellie, they go to college.
Yes. And that's how I used to go in my, because I had my freshman year of high school, I had three other roommates, but we had separate bedrooms, like inside, like a kind of an apartment type setup. And because I lived with three other people, I would have to go into like my little ass bedroom by myself in like the corner and watch Degrassi, because I was like, I'm definitely not watching this in the living room because I'm not going to get made fun of for watching this show. And that's how I kept up with it my freshman year of college. And then I eventually dropped off because most of the characters that I'm going to be able to elaborate on now, like they started kind of surfacing and my favorites were gone. And then like, I just kind of got out of it. Man, yeah, I know that feeling of not wanting other people know, like, because it wasn't just this, it was pro wrestling also. It was the same exact way. You know what I mean? Like all these embarrassing, the trifecta would have been if I was gay or something, you know. You know what I mean? Like that would have been like, you know what I'm saying? Like
I would have had a whole bunch of stuff I had to deal with.
Well, the reason I say that is because I bet it's pretty comparable. Like it's not the same thing, but it's like the same idea of like these things that we love, we didn't want anyone knowing, like our whole lives. So like we're living our whole lives like wrestling fans and not like just like hiding it all the time or downplaying it, and we're constantly having to be, hey, you know it's fake, right? Like all this dumb stuff. I'd imagine that's probably pretty similar. I mean, not nearly as extreme, but like the idea of like being closeted and being like, I love something, I can't ever talk about it, people judge me for it, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah. So And maybe that's why I'm such an ally to that community too. Like I feel like I can sympathize with the concept of like people just not accepting you and it just being bullshit because all you're doing is being yourself. You know what I mean? So like,
Get it.
Yeah, no, I know you get it. I just want other people in the chat to get where I'm coming from. You know, when I make stupid jokes like that, you know.
No, definitely. Yeah, you explained it well. It's very true. Like you kind of like, that's why I was, you know, I told you before we started live that I was watching the Jay Briscoe tribute show, and I got reminded of my first ever Ring of Honor event that I went to, because they have the Briscoes versus Kings of Wrestling from Ring of Honor Final Battle 2006, and this was when I was like 18 years old, and this is when I was like, oh wow. It's not just like my friends, a couple of my friends from high school that are still wrestling fans. They had all these people in New York at the Hammerstein Ballroom who were wrestling fans, who were going crazy for the match. And that's what made me kind of like open my eyes, like, oh, so it's not just me and a couple of my friends. It's not just this small circle of people that I knew that are still wrestling fans. And I wish, like, you know, I could do something like this back then and realize that there were so many Degrassi fans like you and me. Like, if we would have met back then, we would have been friends for all these years, man.
No, I know, it's crazy. And that's, you know, and I it's so relatable too with wrestling, because all of this with wrestling, because like same kind of thing with me. I most of the friends that I made when I lived in Nashville was because I was just going by myself to indie shows, because like none of my friends were interested, you know. It was just like, well, screw it, like I'm a grown ass adult at this point. I'm not going to like just sit around and like pretend like I don't like something. I'm just going to go out there and do it, you know? And then the next thing you know, you turn to your left, there's another dude there by himself. You turn to your right, there's some chick there by herself. Everyone's just around being wrestling fans. And all of a sudden now you have a group of friends, because, you know, they were alone, you were alone. Maybe you had some buddies. Like I met some of my best friends literally by just standing around at wrestling shows and just and going to the same shows over and over. And then you just keep seeing the same kind of faces around and realize like, hey, you are at a lot of these shows. I'm at a lot of these shows. Like there's beer. You want a beer? Like I'm just going to be, you know, obviously you like wrestling a lot. Like, yeah. And then like, next thing you know, you're friends with somebody. And next thing you know, it's just like, it's just, you know, and the same thing applies to so many different things. And what's cool now is like with the internet, because when we were growing up, the closest thing we had was like AIM, like AOL Instant Messenger. Like
exactly.
But that really only extended to like maybe other schools around you, or if you were like, you know, really trying to be crazy, you go in like those chat rooms or whatever, which we don't talk about any of that, but like that's how you would meet people from like the outside of like your circle. But those people were all fake, you know, don't get it twisted. It was nuts. But like, but you had like that. See, in MySpace, Kai, that was even later. Like that was,
yeah, you know, that's like, dude, that's like going into like when I was about to go, like a transition from high school to college. And then when I got to college, I discovered Facebook and all that other stuff. So yeah, like AIM is like really, this is like, I got, I think the first time I had AIM was like 12 years old. I was 12 years old at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I was definitely in middle school. And I know that for sure. And that my point with all that is like, there wasn't like a, there may have been some sort of Degrassi, you know, message board or something, or that maybe something.
There was, because I believe I don't want to get the person's name wrong, because there's a bunch of people that I got to give, you know, credit to that are just great at creating Degrassi content. That I watch a bunch of like Degrassi, like people that talk about Degrassi, because there's people that do a much better job of deep diving than me and Jensen can, because they do like their research and everything. And there's a bunch on social media and bunch on YouTube that you can check out. But I'm trying to see if I could find it, because there's a bunch that do like deep dives. Oh, I think I found it. Where is it? You've Got Cat. You've Got Cat is one of the best YouTube channels if you want like an extensive deep dive into not only Degrassi Laurel, like the what was going on screen. She also deep dives into like message boards and the online community at the time, like during season one, during season two, during season three. She does extensive deep dives of not just Degrassi Next Generation, but also Degrassi High and Degrassi Junior High. And she talks about how there was like message boards at the time. And I was just blown away watching the video, because I was like, man, I wish I would have known all of this, because I would have been one of those kids at 16 years old, like just I would hide it from everybody else, but I would be on there.
Well, the funny thing is we would have like known each other but not known it then, because like the same kind of thing has happened where like I was on message boards that like Tony Khan was at the same time, you know what I mean? It's like I didn't know that was who would become Tony Khan, you know what I mean? It's just like so funny when how things work out like that, like just massive nerd fans that eventually some of us break through to become like huge deals like a Tony Khan, but he was just like the rest of us. I mean, obviously he had money unlike most of us, but you know, he was a mega fan.
In his own way.
Anyway, let's continue with the list.
Yes, we got to get into this ranking list. We do have a super chat donation here from Bam. I see Jensen that we could highlight here. He says anime, wrestling, Degrassi, and Power Rangers for me. Yeah, those were all the kind of that describes like different years of my life. I was very much into like Power Rangers, like when we did the Jason David Frank episode, where our tribute to him, where we talked about, I was very much into
it. I got like, my weapons ready, dude.
I was very much into that, like 6 through maybe like 9, 10, and then wrestling was kind of always there. Wrestling was like from my early years. I remember being in a playpen watching wrestling. Anime, I was into it like 10 through into my teenage years, and then Degrassi, that was like my teenage years.
Same for me, except I never got into anime. That's the one thing and it's not that I dislike it. I actually really respect the idea of it. I just have never found a series, although I haven't tried many, to be fair. If someone gave me some recommendations, I would. Like, I always feel like Dragon Ball Z is always a good one to watch. I think
that was kind of my anime of choice, right
there. I watched that a little bit, and I liked it. I just never like really got into it, but I've always heard this other one. I think it's called like Attack on Titan or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm always hearing people talk about that. Okay, that's really good. So like, I mean, I'm down to try it, but I also know that some of these are like really long, and I gotta like really commit. But if I like it, I'm the kind of person that likes binge watching stuff. So like.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If I find something that I really, really like, and then I find out there's like 10 seasons of it, then I'm going to be really interested. But I also, knowing there's so many episodes, it's a big commitment. So like, you know, unless it's really good right away and it really gets my attention, it's hard for me to like, you know, yeah, everyone knows what I mean by
all it's that. Hard. It's hard to really get into it, but let's get into our tier ranking here. We got six categories starting from the top. We got the goats of the grassy. These are the greatest characters, kind of what the series was kind of built on. We're just going to focus on the next generation characters. I'm going to skip over the next class characters. So these are the goat of the next generation of Degrassi. Then we got just great characters. They weren't the goats. They weren't what the show was kind of built around or the biggest characters, but they were great characters, got a lot of development. Then we got good / problematic. These are just entertaining characters that are either good in like the nature of like they're good characters or good people, or they're problematic, and that means they're entertaining. So I think those go one and one. Then we got deserved better, and there's a lot of characters, like you saw in our original list, that deserved better, that had something to them that could have been more entertaining but deserved better. Then we just got lame characters. If you would have took them out of the show, we probably wouldn't have known the difference. And then we just have the trashily characters, which is based on our nickname for Ashley Curran, who is our most hated character.
Outside of like the real menaces.
Yeah,
outside of like the murderers and our
There's murderers, yeah. There's rapists that we will put into this category, but Ashley is strictly there because she was so annoying that she was the trash, the bottom of the barrel to us before. Yes. But now we'll get into the list, starting off here with the first face that I see here. Jensen is Angie, which is the sister of Craig Manning, the daughter of Joey Jeremiah. Instantly when I see Angie, I think of lame or deserve better. I would say I lean more towards lame, that if we took her out of the show, I wouldn't have known the difference.
No, and it's weird that they made her a completely different character like later on. And
don't get me started on that.
And she's the real life sister of Manny Santos. She's like irrelevant. She isn't trash because like she didn't do anything wrong, but yeah, just lame would be fine. And we don't even need to deep dive on some of these people that much. Like that's we already gave her too much attention. Who's next?
We got Emma, which I think we're going to keep it consistent, even though I do know people that hate Emma. What's your like, Emma is a divisive character, but I think we have to put her in the goats.
Yeah, no, she's definitely a goat. She's pretty much the main character when the series starts. And she's obviously the bridge between the first Degrassi series and the next generation being born by Spike, who is the main character of the original series and stuff. So and then the only thing that people don't like for the most part, myself included, is that she wound up marrying Spinner because it just was so out of left field. But I'm pretty big fan of her.
Rewatching a lot of the season, she is very self-righteous and comes off like a bad friend a lot of times to Manny.
Yeah. And she also totally curbs Derek just for liking wrestling and venison and on the one date, and that was lame.
So. That was lame. We got Alex, which Alex, I'm very conflicted. I gotta get your opinion on this. I would say Alex is in either good, problematic, because you know she has the early seasons where she's Jay's girlfriend and she's kind of like a bully. She has to fight with Emma in season 3, but then she really develops into a very good character, especially with the relationship with Paige. But I feel like they kind of just dropped it after the relationship with Paige. They could have done more with her and they just dropped it. So I could put her in deserve better or good / problematic.
Yeah, I'd be fine with either. Like she was a good character. She gets better throughout the series for sure. I don't know. I'll go. I'm fine with wherever you want to put Alex.
I think we'll put her good / problematic. I think she deserved better, definitely, but I think that she's enough of a good character to kind of put her there because they did give her a lot of depth and layers. Now we got to hear your opinion on this one, because I already put this woman in the goats, but now you have seen the seasons where it's primarily about her. Ali Bandari, the family Bandari, which is one of the GOAT families in Degrassi, in my opinion. But what's your thoughts on Ali after watching the later seasons?
Yeah, I'm good with her being in the GOAT category. I mean, she's a really important character. Nothing really wrong with her. Like, she's smart. You know, she has that bad relationship, that one that was like the dude who like beats her, which is like that was bad. Yeah, that was really bad. But she I don't know what the best word to say. She kind of gets like past it by like she like, becomes like stronger, like kind of over him because of it. And then like, dude from the hockey team, Dallas.
Like, yeah, that relationship was really. I like a bunch of Allie's relationships. She made Johnny better than he was previously. Her and Dave is a very underrated couple. What was it? The Van Derner, yeah.
Also, she can put down chicken wings. They had that one date where she eats like 30 wings or whatever. And he's like, damn, like, yeah, I remember that.
Damn, girl. But yeah, I agree with CM. I see CM's in the chat. CM is the OG of Degrassi Dudes fans that we always have in the chat. I even hit her up on Discord, like, where you at? She says, damn, YouTube wouldn't pull this up for me. Best way to start a Friday. We got a super chat donation from Bam once again, saying Gundam series and Initial D is street racing anime. So there you go.
Thank you for the suggestions on that. Thank you very much.
And CM also saying about Allie, saying is definitely a GOAT level her growth. Yeah, because she starts off as this girl who's, you know, trying to break out of the family shell. She has to get dressed a certain way and then change before school. She's always looking for like attention and wants to be popular. And then little by little, she starts focusing more on how smart she is, because she starts off with the gifted kids, but she kind of gets distracted with trying to get Johnny to be her boyfriend, then everything with Holly J when she starts the I Hate Holly J website. There's a lot to Allie from like when she comes in at season 8 and then where she leaves off in season 14. It's tremendous growth for her.
Yeah, definitely yo category.
Next we got Anya, who I'm conflicted here. Anya is I like Anya, especially like, you know, even though that relationship with Sav is like so problematic and so toxic.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like, yeah, when I went back and watched more of it, the less I liked Anya, I think. Because like, yeah, no, she fakes a pregnancy, which like that's not cool. Like, I'm sorry, like that's just not cool.
And then the way she said, "Oh, we had a miscarriage, bummer."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just and then she winds up having like a coke problem and like can't get into college because she like replaces her like locket of sand from like her like childhood trip or whatever with coke instead. The redemption is she eventually joins the army, and that's like the last we hear of her, I'm pretty sure. But honestly, like, I mean, I liked her at first because she would stand up to Holly J, but then she just kind of became, I don't know, like that other stuff wasn't cool at all. So like,
good problematic. We're gonna go with
let's just put her there. Move on. You can put Trashly right in the trash and go.
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't even have to say anything. Trashly goes in the trash. Oh, terrible. Moose trash.
Yeah,
goes in the trash.
Yeah, and the only funny thing he ever did was throw a piss balloon at Dave, and then knocked him at school the next day, and it was like, all right, you're cool now because I threw piss all over you. I was like, okay.
But he gets mad at Johnny for actually growing as a human being. So
yeah, like he like gets jealous that he's trying to flirt with like the older bartender or whatever.
And to answer Kai, Ashley is one of the most annoying characters. She starts off as like the main character in season 1, although you know it starts off with Emma, but really the bookmark like character of that first season is Ashley, where she, you know, she wants to be goody two shoes and be the most popular girl at school. Then she takes, you know, the ecstasy at the end of the season and pisses off all of her friends. Then she goes through her whole goth stage where she is a horrible friend what's her name? Terry.
To Terry, and yeah, everything with the band. She always gets jealous. Her and Craig. She got jealous of Craig because Craig was having success. She got jealous of Jimmy because Jimmy was having success. She she led on Jimmy, I'm pretty sure, too, and he was like trying to get his confidence back up and stuff. Like, it was this chick sucks. Let's just move on.
Shantae, who was there, dude. Shantae is like the most retroactive. They changed her age so many times.
I know.
She was on the show for like 8 seasons.
Her graduating class kept changing. Then she was around forever. And like, it's like lame, even like she just didn't do anything for like a decade on the show. I think the most she did was like help get their uniforms taken away, or like, you know, or some of their clubs back.
The whole she was like the gossip person who would do like the interviews and had like the blog, and then she did the whole text messages on the post-its to Snake when he introduced the uniforms. So there was stuff later on, but yeah, she's really either deserved better or lame. You can remove her from the show and I wouldn't have known the difference.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm fine with you. I mean, I'll just go with she's about as relevant as Angie's sister. Yeah.
Yes. Next, we got Connor, who is one of my absolute favorites. Connor is the first asexual guy on Degrassi. He has Asperger's. That's what he has.
I'm pretty sure that's what they diagnose him with. Like during the show, they realize that he had, because like he like has like these mood swings and stuff, and like shoves people and stuff, and like they like couldn't figure it out. And they get like tests on him. The chef wants to expel him, but like Snake is, you know, his like godfather and like sticks up for him, and Claire sticks up for him, and they find out that this guy's actually grown on me a lot when I rewatched it. And the Asperger's we've talked about it before, is that it makes his character not funny because he has Asperger's, but funny because of how blunt he can be, where like he just says the truth so matter of fact,
especially
when it hurts people's feelings.
With the Claire and Eli relationship in season 12, when he's like season 11, when he's like the voice of reason, like he's like, Claire's just being outrageous. That's the whole thing.
Or like when Dave sucks at singing and he's just like, you're trash, dude. Like you can't sing. That's why they auto-tuned you.
Like, you know, the only only thing that keeps him from being at the GOAT level for me is that they didn't base a lot of storylines around him, and he had his whole thing where he was stealing bras and stuff.
Yeah, he was in the girls' locker room and stuff, and he shoved Allie on his way out. Yeah, we'll put him right below GOATs. I'm cool with putting him on as a great. He was a pretty great character, one of the top glow ups of the show as far as like what he wound up looking like as a human being throughout the series, like. So yeah, good for that guy.
Yes, on the spectrum is the correct term. I agree. The relationship with Jenna, made me so happy in those later seasons. O'Connor getting with Jenna, that just made me so happy for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Next we got, now this is a person that I think I've changed after rewatching some early seasons. I think we have to put Craig in the GOAT level. We had him in great before. We had him top of the great because he's so toxic in relationships. But I think that's what makes him, because he totally changes the series as soon as he comes into season two. Like, there is just a tonal shift from a very like kiddie show into more teenage and drama and stuff with Craig when he comes in season two, that I think he deserves to be GOAT level.
Yeah, I'm fine with Craig being a goat. Absolutely. One of the most important characters on the show. Toxic, for sure, but like, great musician. A lot of these girls, like, I mean, like, he did a lot of them dirty, don't get me wrong, but like, they all kept falling for him too. Like, some of them, the day he shows up in Degrassi, girls are calling him cute, walking past him, and he's just like, what's he gonna do? You know what I mean? He's like a single dude just out there, you know? It's like, but then he starts getting relationships and messing with people's feelings. Ellie's the one who he really, really hurts the most throughout the show, but it implies that they wind up together, but, or at least they're gonna try it when the last time we see them, but we never find out for sure. But he does make it as a musician, which is like, at the end of the day, once again, he screwed a lot of people over, but like, what he cared about clearly the most was music. And he made it as a musician. So, I mean, it just is what it is, I guess.
Yes. He didn't have much growth like CMC, and his growth was kind of mid. But it's just entertainment factor and how many storylines was focused around him. And if we did like a, we probably in the future can do like a ranking of each season of Next Generation. Season 3 has to be in your top 2, top 3. And season 3 is the season of the love triangle of Manny, Craig, and Ashley. And that took Degrassi to the next level. So that alone gets him in the GOAT level.
Yep. All right, who we got next?
We got...
Oh, this guy sucks.
Damon.
Yeah. I put him in the trash.
I would put him in trash because he causes conflict between our three best friends of Liberty, Manny, and Emma. He's like, he's with Emma and then flirting with Liberty at the same time. Oh, he's just horrible. I hate him.
Yeah, yeah. Who got nice? Is that JT?
No. That is Adam. Adam, which is
it's like little on my screen. I couldn't tell who that was. That's Adam.
One of my favorites of the later season. What's your thoughts on Adam after watching these later seasons?
Adam's gonna be way up there for me. So the last list, where did we have him at? Do we have him?
I believe I pushed for him to be in the great characters, because he's the first transgendered character in Degrassi. The whole story, that episode where they talk, where they had, you know, he gets Bianca exposes him at school and he gets bullied, and then he has to like dress as Gracie for a while. That two-part episode is one of the best of the later seasons. Like, It opened my eyes a lot about what the transgender community goes through, and then all the death and stuff. I think the only thing that keeps Adam out of the GOAT level is, for me, is the fact that not a lot of storylines were built around him, and two, that relationship with Becky that was problematic as hell. So those are the only things I would say keeps Adam out of there.
Yeah, I'd put Adam at great as well. Great character, and also like all the tragedy that he had to deal with the, he gets shot and then dies in a car accident and stuff. It sucks.
And this is a great character that deserved better, like Connor. Yeah, like Connor and Adam, I think they deserved better, and if they had got better, they would be GOAT level characters. Now we got Becky, which I want to hear your thoughts, because you always, anytime I think of Becky now, I think of you talking about the Mamba number 5.
Oh, that was the weirdest thing that's ever happened on the show. Becky's I think you're great, and my name is Becky. And she like walks up to, I can't remember who she even walks up to and sings that to. It's like Imogen or someone.
Yeah.
And then, she does the right thing. She gets her brother locked up for RAPE. I try not to say that word on YouTube because I know the algorithm does not like that word. But, she does the right thing and stands up for Zoe. Thank you.
Yeah. I would go for good / problematic.
Well, because like she's not good at first at all. Like, she's like super judgmental and like trying to get like stuff blocked. It's like,
but it leads to one of my favorite scenes ever is Eli telling, "You're at Degrassi. Welcome to Degrassi."
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Degrassi. That, and then like pans up on his face. It's like the end of an episode. Yeah, that's classic.
That is so classic. It's so cheesy, so scripted, but it's so great.
Yeah. She does, Becky does grow a lot throughout the show though, but I would say I'd just put her at
problematic.
She's probably about the same as the other. Yeah, that's fine.
Another one that I probably would put at good problematic is Bianca.
Yeah, you can put her there.
Yeah, she starts off as the bully. She's the one that exposes, you know, that Adam is transgender at school, which, yeah, that will keep her low for me as well. Then she also gets Drew to, you know, cheat on Katie. Then you have the whole, she gets Drew to cheat on Allie at first in season 10, by giving him head in the school basement. And then you have their relationship, which does grow on me. The Drew and Bianca relationship is one of the better kind of relationships that has a lot of growth throughout it, but just a lot of stuff that keeps her from just, I would say, good problematic is where she fits.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Next, we have one of the best characters who was not on as many episodes as everybody else on this list, but man, Cam Saunders. I rate him very highly because his storyline in season 12 is the best, in my opinion, of the latter seasons.
Yeah, I put him as probably a great character. I don't know, he can't be a good, I don't think, because he just wasn't on the show long enough, in my opinion. Like, but yeah, his storyline mattered big time. So yeah, I don't know. I'd probably put him there. I think that's probably pretty fair.
Yeah, Cam Saunders, we actually did a full episode with Not a Vampire that you could check out, that's here on Fightful Overbooked. And yes, Senior Nerd, Bianca killed the guy. She hit him with a brick in the back of the head and killed him.
Yeah, she didn't shoot was him. Like trying to get at her, and Drew came to save him, or can't save her, and he was beating up Drew, and then she... And then Drew took the fall for it.
Yeah. Right. And she is the reason why Adam got shot as well. So
yeah. Yep.
and why Drew got jumped. There was a lot that Bianca was.
Yeah. And she tried to fight Adam that one time. She's like, who's the chick looking to get beat up? And they were like, because like Fitz was trying to like set up Adam with a girl to fight. And like, yeah, that was a whole other thing. We got a ton of characters. We got to go fast.
Yeah. Claire, goat.
Goat. Yeah,
she's problematic as hell. She's problematic as hell. I won't front like she's not problematic, but she is. She's the center of everything in those latter seasons.
Yeah, she's essentially the main character. After a certain point, she's the main character.
Next, we got Dave Turner. My opinion, he does have problems. He is a little bit problematic, especially in the relationship with Allie when he cheats on her, and then he can't really dump the girl, and the girl eventually gets hit by a car. But he's a great character, in my opinion. Great comic relief in the latter seasons after JT was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd put him either, because he's definitely not problematic. No. He was at one point when he was like, he was like anti-Adam for a second. Yes. But then like he came around pretty fast. Good friend to Wesley, even though he tased him. Yeah, I'm going to put him in it.
Good friend, even though he tased him. Yeah. Next, we have Declan. Oh, my God. Declan. Declan is good slash problematic, because I can't say he's lame, and the show wouldn't have been the same if he doesn't come in season 9. I can't say he deserved better because he was an awful person. And I can't say he's exactly like trash because he has the relationship with Holly J. So I think good problematic is where he fits the best.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that. Good problematic. Was the last time that he was on the show, like after like Holly J thinks that like she didn't, was she like, she was uncomfortable with them having sex, and then like he apologizes, and that's the last time I think.
Yeah, that's the last time we see him after he kind of like, I won't say he forced her. He just kind of like coerced her.
Yeah.
Coerced her is a better word.
Right.
Drew. Where do you?
After rewatching, he's goat. There's too much. There's too much that revolves around him for the later half of. He went from like somewhat of a just kind of douchey, irrelevant kind of character at first to it just kind of seemed like he was against Riley at first and stuff. But then like he's over dramatic as hell. But the way he acts and stuff, like through certain things, it's just like, Drew's too much of a, he's too much of the show circles around him. In my opinion, him and Claire are probably the two most important characters for like the later seasons. In my opinion, their relationship was weird. I wish they would have never done that, but
oh man, I hate that relationship. I almost hate that relationship as much as I hate Spinner and Emma's relationship. Next we got Fiona, who grew on me tremendously, but she does have those early season 9 when she's very annoying and kisses her own brother. So I would say good problematic.
Yeah, has the alcohol problem, overcomes it though. The Bobby thing with the so you can't, you know, she had some demons she had to deal with and stuff too. But yeah, I'd put her and Declan being together makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. This is more next class, one of the Hollinsworth. Also, I moved that down there.
Is the other girl you just moved, the one that dates Chewy?
Yes, Frankie. Oh, well, she's in season 14. So there's Frankie. What would based on just next generation, where would you rank?
I don't really know. There wasn't more. She was kind of cool. She was like a comic book nerd. And Chewy, like her and Chewy were together, but I didn't know a ton about her, I guess, from the series. They didn't really
with her. I can't rate her without including the next class, so that's why I'll move her down. Grace, which is the friend of Maya and Zig that met in the kind of the dysfunctional kids class. What did you think of her?
She's the watcher. Lame.
I can't. This is another one I can't really rate because I saw next class and she's in that.
Oh, is she like more?
Yeah, she gets more.
Should we rank her for next class then? Like, is it?
Yeah, we'll wait. Okay, we'll wait until next class. Holly J.
Probably a goat character. Yo, great. Goat are great. Yeah.
Thank
she's
you.
Too, go, she's too important go. To the once after the schools merge, and then once she turns babyface, that's when. Like she, yeah. So I put
so much growth. There. That's another one. She started off. I hated her in those early seasons when she comes in season 6, and then she really developed over time.
She winds up having like, I don't know, it was like Crohn's or something like that. She had like some sort of like, or like it was like a lung thing, right? Where she needed like a transplant or something, or liver thing. She needed like a transplant. She had to meet her biological mother through it. I just remember. That's it was something like. Yeah, so anyway, I put Holly J up at a goat.
And I'd say her relationship with Sav was so much better than Anya's.
Yeah.
Anya's relationship with Sav, I really liked them together. Yeah. This is the other Hollinsworth, so we'll wait to rank them for new class. Imogen. This is the first one I would go with deserve better.
Honestly, like, when I think about her, the main thing I think of is her dating the ballerina girl.
Like yeah, the one that's name. Next to her, the one that was smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah, like they're cool. Like I think the two of them are cool. Like you know, but like that's really the most I think about when I think of the two of them is like is kind of them together.
I think of the Fiona relationship and
right.
I liked them together, but she did cause a lot of problems, and then they break up for like basically no reason at the end of season 12. So I won't say deserve better. You want to go with deserve better?
Yeah, I'd be good if you deserve better for like because and I don't know if they because the other one I can't remember as much.
And then
about
she also had the relationship with Eli, where Eli was basically just using her
to get because over she was Clay. Yeah, that was. I felt bad for her in that scenario, but because they had to like kiss for like the play and stuff, and she was like, and he was like messing with her for sure.
Exactly.
Next
we got her girlfriend, which I'm just gonna go lame.
Okay, that's fine. She smokes weed, which is pretty cool, but
yeah, she smokes weed. She does, but she's a good dancer, but I barely even remember her name, honestly. Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah. Jake, which I don't know. I like Jake for some reason.
Yeah,
he smokes weed too.
He smokes a lot of weed. That's a weird one because like him and Claire dating when like their parents were together and stuff. The whole thing was just kind of weird. But he works for his dad and stuff. Seemed like a good enough guy, you know.
He was always used for other girls to get over other guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Good problematic maybe.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that's where he's about. He should be about Jenna. Jenna, I gotta say, Jenna is great. I love Jenna. How she starts, she starts off problematic. Don't get me wrong. She sees the boyfriend stealer. She steals Casey from Claire. But that whole Casey relationship, oh my God, Casey is the worst, and she deals with all of that, and still is about to be the American Idol while she's pregnant.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that really annoy me about Jenna, mainly her singing. But yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't put her in a GOAT. She's not problematic, and she didn't deserve better. So it's like, and she wasn't lame. So kind of by process of elimination, I'd put her at grade, I guess. But yeah, she annoys me.
Johnny. Ooh.
he's either trash or deserves better, depending on how you look at it, I feel like.
Yeah, because they could have done more with him after he finally develops out of this, you know, being a scumbag. So they could have done more with him. Yeah. So I think deserve better seems about right. He is more featured, and I think he comes in, but yeah, it's new class. He's more new class. Eli.
He's either great or GOAT. I'll let you make the judgment call on that.
This is tough.
Honestly, yeah. For me, it's almost like if Claire's a GOAT, so is Eli.
Yeah, I agree. I
and he had a lot of stories that were really important. The needing the medicine, having the hoarding.
He's like
problem.
He's next gen Craig. Because he really those later seasons, like 8 and 9 is kind of weird. And then he comes in 10 and he just brings so much conflict. He's got so much going on. He's got the girlfriend.
The Fitz thing.
He rides the hearse because his girlfriend died in a car accident after he got in a fight with her. He's got the the Claire relationship. He's got the plays. He bucks Becky with making Tristan Juliet and Romeo and Jules. So much from Eli.
Yeah, Eli's a goat.
Casey, I'm trash.
Yeah. He's pretty trash. The only thing that redeems him is like he did get groomed by the basketball coach, and like that, like, you know, he didn't deserve that, obviously. He didn't deserve his mom, you know, mistreating him when he was growing up. Maybe he deserved better, you know, like he kind of, but he does do a lot of shitty stuff. So, like,
but he does grow from it, and it looks like he's about to have a redemption arc with, like, when he was on the school smart team and that whole team with Bianca in them, and then his dad comes back and he has to get written off.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess I'd say deserve better, but like if some of those things didn't happen,
Casey and Ashley belong together.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. That'd be a good relationship.
That would be a very good relationship. Katie
Matlin.
Katie Matlin. I'd say good, problematic.
I guess I'd put her there. I don't know if I'd even rank, but I'd like rank her like lower than, like, because that's where it's also like, I think that now, like, looking at this, I'd rank Ashley probably higher than like all these other people in this category.
So where you?
Not Ashley. I'm sorry. Oh. Alex. I don't know why I was about thinking underneath.
Alex is high. That's why I have Alex at the top of good / problematic.
But there's a pretty big gap between Alex and Katie for me. Like, Katie's kind of like, she's okay. Like, I don't know. We can move on, but like, I'm cool with her being a
drug
good,
problem but... when she's with Drew, but she gets cheated on by Drew and stuff.
She somehow knows karate or judo or whatever they try to make it look like she knew. Anyways,
Layla, lame.
Oh, just lame. Won't get in on the football threesome party or whatever with
ruin that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Oh, this guy. Becky's brother. Yeah. Trash. I think he tops.
And by R word, I mean the RAPE, by the way.
He tops Ashley. He's the only person who tops Ashley for trash for me. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if another person
convicted of the R word. Like, you lose.
My girl, what's her name?
Oh my God, now you're making me
draw a blank. Fuck.
No, it's oh my God. Oh my God, dude, now I'm blanking because you're like, I had it on the tip of my tongue and now you screwed me up. Marisol.
Marisol, yes, yes, Marisol. I've sent you the video of the Marisol quotes. She's probably one of my favorite characters from the later seasons because she has so many quotables.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put her at like great level though, like or anything
she,
like that.
She deserves to be higher than a lot of these people in the good slash problematic because she did expose Katie's eating disorder in front of the school and stuff. So she is kind of problematic, but man, she has so many great lines. I'm gonna put her right next to Alex in good slash problematic. That's how good she is. Then we got Maya Matlin.
Yeah.
The other Matlin. What do you think about her after watching the later seasons?
I'd probably put her as I couldn't put her as a goat. Maybe great. I don't like a lot of it revolves around her towards the end. Big in the Cam story and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
I
would say great.
Yeah.
Great character. When we get into next class, then she would be in the conversation for like as the goat of the next class because she's really like the centerpiece to it all. Dallas. Dallas is one that had a lot of growth in a short amount of time.
Yeah, he started off pretty trash. I put him as either good problematic. Well, the problematic aspect is like that's what throws me off on some of these characters, and all these guys are like Dallas was problematic, but isn't by the end of the show.
I would say great because he developed. If you have strong development, and especially the relationship with Allie.
Yeah,
I think he deserves.
And then him and kind of being like good friends that's pretty important.
His acting after Cam dies was tremendous.
Yeah,
in that episode after Cam dies, he did a great job of really dealing like how he expressed his grief was incredible.
All right, what do we got?
Miles here? Hollinsworth might be the goat of problematic characters.
Yeah.
This dude is the definition of problematic, but he's so entertaining. He's another one that I think when we get to next class, he might be in the goats of the next class.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, the party that he threw was huge for like a lot of the stories that happened coming out of that. And his dad and his family, their politics and all that stuff. And then of course, like he winds up in like relationship with Tristan and stuff like that. So yeah, there's a lot of layers to Miles. How many more characters do we have here? Sorry.
I'm moving some of the next class people down, but I think we could run through a bunch of these. Mo, he's funny.
He's kind of irrelevant for me. Like outside of like the story where he had they find out that I guess Marisol thinks that he's doing drugs, but he actually has diabetes.
He's funny, so I would say he deserved better.
I'm fine with that. Manny, goat. I mean, that's
goated
straight to the top.
Yep. Straight to the top. Manny is one of the greatest characters. I would put her above Emma.
I love
Manny. Manny is, you know, I've said it before. She's my opinion, the goat of Degrassi from season 3 on, but she starts in season 1. Just so much development for her. We would be talking about her all day, and we have. Check out the episode where we go between our two goats, which we'll get to the other one in a bit. Liberty! Liberty, I think, should be at the top of great characters.
Yeah,
she's not a goat because not too much was centered around her, but she is a great character.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Toby should be the goat of deserve better.
Yeah, he definitely. There were so many times. The Toby Isaac phrase on the week, though, never forget that. Which if you lose a spouse, Toby Isaacs will be right there for your shoulder to cry on.
JT goat. The comic relief of the show, and his dying is probably one of the saddest in Degrassi history.
That and Jimmy getting shot are probably the two most memorable things of the entire series.
Absolutely. Jane. Oh, man. Jane is either good, problematic, or deserve better for me.
I'll go good, problematic. I'd put her right there with like Declan and Fiona. Like, and she is obviously linked to the two of them in a lot of ways, too. But by the end of it, I really didn't like her at all.
They character assassinated her in season 9, and how they did that after season 8 when they did the the Jane episode with her dad sexually abusing her. I don't know how you went from that to ruining her character the next season.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you. Yeah, they totally flipped her. Which
Liberty is very close to being a GOAT CM, but they just didn't center a lot around her. And then when you get into the college years, they could have done more with her there, especially when they did the episode about the sorority wanting her because she's black and her whole story about giving up the baby and stuff. That's why I say she's the top of the great characters, but there wasn't like all these characters at the GOAT. They had like the show centered around them at one point.
Exactly. Yep.
Craig. Oh, man. Craig Jimmy? Is another one. Jimmy. Excuse me. Jimmy, a.k.a. Drake, which is the most famous person on our list here. I think he's the top of the great characters, but rewatching it, he's another one that they just didn't center a lot around him. And that's kind of the thing with the black characters. The black characters, they never centered the show around them.
Yeah, I mean, for me, he's either GOAT or great. Like, I'm fine with you putting him in either. He's an iconic character. Obviously, it's bonus points that he wound up becoming one of the most famous human beings on Earth, you know, like retroactively. But even you could tell he was obviously very talented on this show from a very young age. But yeah, I'm fine with putting him. I'd be cool with GOAT or great. Like, I'm good with top of great. Yeah, because not everyone can be in the GOAT too. I mean, that's part of it. Is we got to keep it kind of exclusive the best we can to the tippy top characters.
Derek, lame. Yeah, even though he likes wrestling, he could have been out the show. Danny's another one. I think he's just lame.
Yeah,
Danny, man, could have done more with him. Blue, Blue.
Like I'll just say trash on Blue. He's not a bad guy, but he was the most irrelevant character in the history of the show.
Might have been. Oh, Jay. Jay's another one who deserves to be at the top of problematic. He's so great. Him and Manny's relationship's one of my favorites.
He winds up having a complete redemption in one of my favorite moments in Degrassi history when he says Stu's rule. I love that at the end of that episode or that movie Hollywood. Or whatever you want to call it, the Hollywood. Yeah. Huge 180 for his character, but yeah.
Ellie, great.
Great character, yeah. I put her as great. I wouldn't put her as GOAT, but I would put her as, yeah. There was a lot that did center high. Around her. Yeah.
High on the great list. We got next. This was Emma's boyfriend in college.
Yeah.
Lame,
yeah.
This is new class. Mia. Mia.
Yeah, Mia.
Maybe deserve better because she's a teenage single mom and they never did anything really to develop that even more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, I see Rick up here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's putting him right there. I'd put him murder. Yeah. That's you choose your own adventure between Rick and Becky's brother there, whoever you want to decide is the worst.
Luke Baker and Rick are the top of the top when it comes to trash. Yes. Paige, GOAT.
Paige. GOAT. Yeah, too important to the beginning of the show, and then consistently the way that she turned into this weird diva actress by the end of it, that was bizarre.
They tried to character assassinate her. Yes.
Yeah, they did try to character assassinate her. They tried to take all the growth that she made over the series and just squash it. But she is a GOAT, absolutely.
Peter, oh man,
that's
Peter.
A polarizing one.
Yes, yeah. This is Peter. I can see him in any of these four of trash, good, problematic, great character.
I'd honestly probably put him good, problematic somewhere around Anya. Like, he was an important character for a long time on the show. As a human being, terrible for a lot of horrible. Does grow throughout it, but.
One of the other GOATs of deserve better.
Oh yeah, Hazel. just literally got typecasted or whatever you want to call it as just the person of color who is the girlfriend of the other person of color, Jimmy. For like that was she was like background, just like they didn't. And then they tried to do that story where she was like ashamed to be Muslim, but was saying she was Jamaican and stuff. And like she just definitely deserved better. I agree.
I forget his name. He's the football player that's
Riley.
Riley. They could have done more with him. I think he's another one that deserved better.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Very different like coming out journey between himself and Marco and like kind of Tristan slash Miles, like whatever you want. Like, I know that's, I guess, more bisexual technically with Miles, but like the whole point is they showed different versions. Like he was like the, Riley was like angry that he was gay. And like, that was a way different than what we had seen when like Marco went through it. So.
Sav, great.
Yeah, he's a great character. Not quite GOAT for me, but great.
Not quite GOAT, but great. He's a great character. Definitely up there as far as like the newer seasons. Darcy, good problematic.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Sean.
Friendship Club was a bunch of weirdos. Sean to me is a GOAT.
He's one of my favorite characters, but I don't know. I would say great GOAT is I don't know if the show was ever centered around Sean. That's why I would say I would put him at the top of great.
I'm okay with that. I can live with that. I'm just trying to think if there's anyone on GOAT that I would say. Anyway, I'll think about that a little bit more. Later on. Wesley.
We're running through a bunch of these. Yeah. Wesley, lame, even though I like him. You could take him out and he'll be gone. Riley, you think Zane deserved better?
Yeah. He was a really good character though. I felt bad for him a lot of the time.
Trash. Tristan's brother, trash. Trash.
What? Oh yeah, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
He's trash. He's just trash. Marco, great.
Yeah, he's a great character. Very close to GOAT, but if you can't put Sean in GOAT, I feel like you can't put Marco in GOAT.
Can't put Marco in GOAT. I'll put him right next to Ellie in great characters. And your boy GOAT.
Spinner's the GOAT. He's number one best character in the whole show. Like that's the show is centered around him for a lot of it. He had a lot of growth. He was on the show forever. Worked at the Dot after Degrassi. You can put him next to Manny, I guess, on the other side if you want to.
Hey, I'm a go-to.
Well, here's the thing. We follow each other on Twitter and we've seen him before, and I can send him this list and be like, dude, you made number one on the whole list. So okay.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. We gotta get this interview in, guys. This is the dream. The dream of Degrassi dudes is to get Spinner on the show.
He's already agreed to it, by the way. We just gotta like walk something down. Yeah.
We're going to save these for next class. Chewy will save for next class. And I believe these are all next class. Oh, no. This guy, lame. You could have took him out. He was friends with Jay and Sean.
All he really did was like bomb vending machines.
And he dated Liberty for a little bit as well.
That's right.
Oh, Spinner's sister, another one that's lame. You could have took her out. Zoe. Yeah. Zoe is so she gets so much better in next class though.
Maybe deserve better in
for next generation, she deserved better. Terry, the captain of deserve better.
Yeah.
Captain of deserve better.
Literally, I mean, yeah, just
I'm gonna put Angie's second character in deserve better a little bit higher than Angie originally because you could have just made her Angie grown up.
Yeah, so I don't know why they didn't do that. And like, all I really remember from her, to be honest, is like she had that relationship with Zig, where like she like got him, I guess, like comfortable with kind of admitting that like his family didn't have a lot of money. Yeah. Tristan. Actually, you know, Tristan grew on me a lot when I rewatched the show. Because at first I really just knew him. I knew him more before he like dyed his hair and stuff. He was just kind
of
like,
I'm gonna put him next to Miles. Him and Miles deserve
the two of them next to each other makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And Zig is another one who's top of problematic for me.
Is it? He's just lame to me, dude. Like he's whatever. Like he's one note. The way he talks is just so just boring to me. But like, yeah, he's trying to be like a badass all the time. He's like the guy who's kind of like in with like the drug dealers a little bit, but he's like trying to be a good person. He has like that other friend from like the same country he's from, who's like who's like trying to encourage him to keep stealing with him and stuff, and teaches him how to. He's like, hey man,
and then he stabs Tiny. Then he stabs Tiny, that kid.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
The later seasons, yeah.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that.
Tiny deserved better for Next Generation. He deserved Tiny. Because he was brothers with the gang member that shot Adam.
Yes. Wait, who was the last person we were talking about? There was something else I didn't say about
Zig.
About Zig. Oh yeah, Zig's friend. Oh yeah, I laughed so hard whenever like Zig's about to take Craig's sister's new character on a date, and he like doesn't know what he's gonna do. And she's already kind of like rejected his like gift, kind of like kind of made fun of it. He like gave her like a hair clip that he was like really happy to give her, and she was like, it's kind of lame, or something like that. And anyway, his friend said it was something like they're like sitting in class, and he's like, hey Zig, you know what you gotta do, right? And Zig's like, what, man? What am I gonna do? And he's like, you ever heard of Dine and Dash? He's like,
it's his new invention.
Yeah. Then it's like, and then like you see him like actually do it, like he does it, and like and it's too. I'm pretty sure Marisol is like the hostess or something. Like it's like
Marisol knew
who they were, you know. And I was like, this was so stupid. What an idiot. Anyways. So I got a couple more minutes, probably about another like 3 minutes or so before I got to clock in for work. Is there anything we need to recalibrate from this list here?
All right. As far as, so I'm going to give you the spinner over Manny.
Thank now, you. I needed that.
Emma over JT or JT over Emma? I'll go with JT over Emma.
I'll go with JT over Emma.
I would go with Craig over Emma as well.
I'm okay with that.
Emma is rewatching it. Emma was just like, oh, what are we doing? I think this is right. Paige, Emma over Paige. Allie over Claire. I prefer Allie over Claire. So,
I like Allie more than Claire, but I don't know as far as importance to the show. I feel like this show, like Claire, like I'd maybe even put Claire and Eli like over like Paige even. Like, just because it was, like, they were, like, I mean, too much of the show revolved around the two of them, I felt
it's
like.
It's true. It's true.
And then, I'd probably put Drew probably, like, between Claire and Eli. Or, like, because, like, once again, Drew, like, it just, he became, like, the main character for, like, a while.
I would put Drew over Paige. I would.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And then Holly J being kind of behind the rest of them, like, kind of there would be, like, and if we put Holly J at great, I'd be okay with it. But GOAT is like I think our GOAT category is pretty solid.
Yeah, great characters. I think this seems pretty right.
Let's see. Here.
I mean, I would put Cam over Connor. And it's not even for the longevity. It's just how important Cam's character was. These five need to be together. But do you
those
think
are all interchangeable?
The right,
depending
the right,
on
yeah
yeah. Yeah, I'd put Marco over Ellie.
I agree.
I'd keep it right there.
Yeah.
Those two are tough.
I'm sorry. I would put Liberty here, okay. Marco, Sean, Craig, because I love Sean.
I'm good with that.
And I would put I would put Maya over Jenna.
I put Jenna at the bottom of this list. I put her in trash. No,
good problematic. Do we
these
want
are all
Jay
interchangeable
the
for the same ways, but yeah, I'd say Jay is the most important character of all of these. Yeah, that's probably pretty good.
And Terry deserves to be at the top of deserve better. Angie, I think, deserves to be at the top of lame. And yeah, Luke and Rick are interchangeable.
Yeah, that's good. This is a good updated list, in my opinion. Good stuff.
Perfect stuff. Well, that is all, folks. We did it. We did it in record
time. Can you save this list and then send it to me? Awesome. Yeah. All right. Y'all can follow me on Twitter, @FightTalk_, @FightTalk_. Use code FightTalk on independentwrestling.tv. Also, go Cody Rhodes. Royal Rumble. Let's go, baby. Let's do this. Roller coaster. SP3, what do you got to plug before we get out of here?
Check out the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. We have up later today a recap of the Jay Briscoe Celebration of Life tribute show with myself and Wendy. And check out True Hill Heat 210 tomorrow, 11:05 a.m. Eastern Time. I will be myself, Miss Chrissy Love, and joined by special guest Kenny McIntosh of Inside the Rope. So check that out, True Hill Heat 210 tomorrow, 11:05 a.m.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for joining us for Degrassi Dudes. Good to see y'all. We'll do this again next month. We'll give y'all a heads up probably a couple days in advance. And yeah, I got to go clock in for the shoot job. So I hope everybody has a great Friday and a great weekend. And once again, let's all hope for a Cody Rhodes 2023 Men's Royal Rumble victory. Haven't taken the sweat, the hoodie off all week. And I'm going to wear it again tomorrow when I meet American hero Joey Chestnut. So see y'all later, Degrassi Dudes. I felt like you were going to say something.
Let's go rock.
Oh, no. Roll the credits.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.